Welcome to the deep dive. Today we're tackling a really important, honestly fascinating topic, creatively modifying homes to better support seniors. For you, our listener, someone who loves to learn, wants the crucial info without feeling, you know, buried, think of this as your fast track.
Yeah, getting right to the core of it.
Exactly. Understanding how clever tech and teamwork are transforming how we age in place. We've looked at some compelling insights, particularly around tech innovations and collaborative approaches.
It's a powerful combination.
It really is. Ever wonder how these two forces can, like, truly reshape a home to champion independence as we get older? Okay, let's dive in.
Well, what immediately jumps out is how this whole conversation around home modifications has evolved, hasn't it?
Definitely.
We've moved way beyond just, you know, basic grab bars. It's a much more dynamic space now. We're integrating smart technologies and a really collaborative spirit among different professionals.
Exactly. Let's start by exploring that high-tech side of things first.
Okay.
Now, when we talk about high-tech home modifications, we're not talking about, like, some futuristic, super complex computer setup.
No, not at all.
It's really about practical technological solutions. Things that have a tangible, positive impact on a senior's daily life.
Mm-hmm. The core aim here really is fostering that independence.
Right, while significantly enhancing safety, comfort, and just overall quality of life.
Yeah.
And here's a key point that really came through. You don't always need huge, expensive renovations.
That's such a vital perspective. So important.
Often, relatively minor tech upgrades can make a world of difference,
mm-hmm.
just in terms of accessibility.
It's about those smart, targeted interventions, isn't it? Rather than these sweeping, costly overhauls.
Totally.
And when you look at some specific examples, the potential of these, well, seemingly small changes becomes really clear.
Absolutely. We saw some great examples of these modifications and their benefits. Like, take grab bars.
Simple, right.
Seems simple, yeah, but they dramatically increase safety. They're a major deterrent to those really dangerous slips.
Yeah, huge impact.
And similarly, handrails, they provide essential support for mobility, stability, just moving around the home.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's something as, like, fundamental as improved lighting.
Oh, yeah.
And this isn't just about, you know, brighter bulbs everywhere.
Yeah.
It's about strategically enhancing visibility to significantly cut down the risk of falls.
Right. And smart home devices, they're really opening up new levels of, well, ease and accessibility in everyday tasks.
And the user-friendliness aspect you mentioned earlier is key with those smart devices, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. We're not talking systems that need a tech wizard to operate.
Right.
The beauty is in their sort of intuitive design. It simplifies daily routines. Think about voice-activated assistance.
Good example.
For someone maybe with arthritis, just saying turn on the living room light is a complete game changer compared to, like, fumbling for a switch.
Yeah, absolutely.
These devices are really designed with that simplicity in mind.
And the specific innovations really highlight this user-centric approach, like alarms that have both flashing lights and loud sounds.
Crucial.
Absolutely crucial for alerting someone in an emergency, especially, you know, if they have hearing impairments,
mm-hmm.
or phones with those extra large buttons and flashing lights. It seems like a small detail.
Yeah.
But incredibly effective for improving communication, reducing frustration.
Yeah, makes such a difference. And then you have things like touchless faucets in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
Which are great for hygiene, obviously, but also just significantly easier to use for someone with, say, limited hand mobility.
And the thoughtfulness behind these techs are really what stands out.
It is. Like motion-activated nightlights in bathrooms, that's a direct response to the very real worry about nighttime falls.
For sure.
Automatic door openers, they offer a huge boost to accessibility, letting people move in and out more independently.
Yeah, incredible.
And GPS trackers, too. They can provide a real sense of security, you know, peace of mind for both seniors and their caregivers.
That's interesting. The peace of mind factor.
Yeah. Some studies actually show that just having a GPS tracker can reduce anxiety, even if it's rarely, like, actively used, for both the senior and the caregiver.
Wow. It really just highlights how these innovations tackle those everyday challenges inside and outside the home.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting to think about the role of, say, home care agencies in supporting all this tech.
Right.
They can provide that vital help in, you know, maintaining the modifications, but also offering help with Aaron's other essential services. So it's not just the tech itself.
No, it's the human support network around it. Mm-hmm. Absolutely vital. The technology acts as this powerful enabler, but that human element, it remains critical.
Mm-hmm.
And when you thoughtfully combine these high-tech innovations with that personalized care, you build this really robust supportive foundation. It empowers Canadian seniors to, well, thrive in their own homes.
Okay, so that's the tech.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's maybe switch gears a bit and explore the collaborative approach to home modifications.
Right, the teamwork aspect.
Yeah, because this is where we see an even more comprehensive, more tailored strategy come into play.
Definitely.
The basic idea is bringing together this diverse team of professionals, making sure the modifications aren't just like functional fixes, but genuinely address each person's unique needs.
Leading to a better quality of life as they age in place. That's the goal.
So we've seen the potential of the tech. How does this collaborative team approach? Make sure the right tech or the right modification gets implemented for each individual.
Well, that's the crucial link, isn't it? This interdisciplinary approach is so valuable because, let's face it, no single professional has all the necessary expertise.
Sure.
By bringing together these different perspectives, you just get a much more holistic understanding of the person's specific needs and the best ways to meet them.
And the sources outline some key roles within this team. You've got the occupational therapist, the OT.
Mm-hmm. Critical role.
Yeah. Evaluating individual needs, recommending specific modifications for daily living activities. Things like, you know, getting dressed, making meals, bathing.
Things we often take for granted.
Exactly. Then there's the physical therapist, the PT. They're focusing on assessing mobility, providing expert guidance on enhancing physical safety and function within the home.
Right. And the home modification specialists, they're kind of the bridge between that assessment and the actual doing.
Okay.
They take the recommendations from the therapists and then design and carry out the actual structural changes. They have the practical hands-on skills to, you know, install ramps, modify doorways, bring those plans to life.
Got it. So it's not just about the physical changes, though.
No, not at all.
The social worker provides that invaluable support resources, guidance for seniors and their families,
mm-hmm.
addressing emotional well-being, connecting them with services.
Crucial support network piece.
Yeah. And rounding out this team is the architect or designer. They bring this key understanding of universal design principles.
Right. Universal design. Designing spaces and products to be usable by everyone, basically, to the greatest extent possible, without needing special adaptations.
So it benefits more than just the senior.
Exactly. Anyone who might use the space. But what's really significant about this whole collaborative effort is the commitment to creating truly personalized modifications.
Moving beyond one size fits all.
Totally. It's about deeply understanding the specific challenges, yes, but also the unique strengths of the individual. And then tailoring the home environment to support their safety, comfort, and independence in the most effective way.
And this isn't just a nice idea. There's actually a model for it. The Home Modification Service Delivery Model. A transdisciplinary team approach.
That's the one.
Its main purpose is really to expand access to these optimal interventions for older adults and people with disabilities. It encourages an environment where these different professionals can easily share their expertise, collaborate on developing these comprehensive, really tailored solutions.
And the benefits of using this kind of transdisciplinary model are pretty substantial. Well, first, you see a big improvement in overall knowledge and awareness across the team. When pros from different fields share their unique insights into the multifaceted challenges of aging, you just get a much more complete picture.
Right, a well-rounded understanding.
Exactly. And that directly leads to the second key benefit, developing truly tailored solutions.
Because they understand the specifics better.
Precisely. Because everyone's working together, sharing their specialized knowledge, they get a clearer, more nuanced picture of what's needed for aging in place, which means modifications that are not just more effective, but way more personalized.
Makes sense.
And finally, enhanced communication is a huge advantage. When everyone on the team is on the same page, communicating clearly, it just streamlines the whole process.
From assessment right through to implementation.
Yeah. And that translates to quicker, more effective modifications, which, you know, at the end of the day, benefits the senior and their family the most.
So bringing together this interdisciplinary team, it isn't just about having more people involved. It fundamentally lifts the quality and effectiveness of the solutions.
Absolutely. It enhances the whole experience for seniors, for their families, and it helps ensure the modifications are sustainable. They can adapt as needs evolve, right here in Canada.
It really shifts the focus, doesn't it, from just fixing a problem to actually cultivating this comprehensive, supportive ecosystem within the home.
Well said, yeah.
So as we wrap up, we've explored this really remarkable potential of both cutting-edge tech innovations and the power of collaborative teamwork, shaping home environments that genuinely support seniors.
And what's so compelling is that they aren't separate things. They often work together in synergy.
Yeah, creating the most effective and truly personalized solutions.
And that emphasis on personalized solutions is just, it's absolutely key. Because what works great for one person might not be the best fit for someone else. The real strength of this combined approach is its ability to precisely tailor everything, the modifications, the tech, to an individual's unique needs, their preferences, their evolving abilities.
Absolutely. So considering these insights, this powerful blend of technology and the strength of collaborative expertise, it makes you wonder what other often overlooked aspects of our living spaces could be creatively reimagined, to foster greater independence and overall well-being, really, at all stages of life.
That's a great question. Definitely something to think about.